Parshas Korach. When one examines from an overall perspective the Parsha of Korach, one will notice that the notion of machlokes, divisiveness, and the like seems to be a central theme of the Parsha. There are tremendous lessons to be derived from an examination of this Parsha regarding this issue, which of course has a lot of relevance to our generation. Chazal tell us that Sonu ha-machlokes v'godol ha-shalom. Duachei adachi noa v'chol nisibosei ha-shalom. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, the entire Torah was given lasa shalom ba'olam. We have to avoid machlokes, avoid arguments, avoid divisiveness. And this something is really requires enormous amount of careful thinking, and before we enter any kind of disputation and the like with other individuals or bodies of people, we have to be cognizant of the injunction of the Torah. The makor, the source for this, is the pasuk in Korach. V'lo yech Korach v'chad oso. The Rishonim who counted this as a law as a negative commandment. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, Rav says, "Kol amachzik b'machlokes oy b'balav." Someone who sustains an argument, who adds fuel to the fire, is violating a negative commandment. Shenema b'lo yeh k'karach v'chad oso. Not only someone who begins a machlokes, but someone who is machzik misayeh b'machlokes. He sustains it, he supports it, he maintains it. Also violates a law. The Ramban contended that this specific law refers to someone who decides to argue with the fact that kahuna, the entire priesthood, was given to the children of Aaron HaKohen, but stam machlokes is also something which is very much not in order. And this is very, very significant mussar to all of us, both individual and collective kind of way. We have to be cognizant of avoiding machlokas. The Rambam, in the Shoroshim of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says this is not an asara, it's not a law, but it's a shlila. The person will get an onesh. The pasuk says at the end of that segment that I cited, "Lo yech korach v'chad oso, asher dibre Hashem b'yad Moshe lo." What was the onesh? The answer is saras, leprosy. We have psukim, beginning of Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Sona yodo bechekecha, and la'asid labo, says the Rambam, someone who's going to argue with the kahuna will be punished with saras. And the Rambam refers to Uzio HaMelech, when he was makriv k'toras, he was punished. But the Rambam contends it's not a lav, but simply, they are talking about a shlila. The Sefer Charedim of Rav Elazar Askari quotes another lav, Lo sane al riv, pasuk in Mishpatim, not to enter a situation of machlokas. Al kol panim, even if you don't count it as a lav, but certainly here there are other consequences that are very severe, are very dire. Namely, machlokas could lead to onas dvarim, harassing people verbally intimidating them, embarrassing them, malbim techaver barabim, and God forbid even to nekama, taking revenge, netira, harboring a grudge, speaking lashon hara, rechilus. All this comes to machlokes, and obviously above all, this can create a tremendous chilul Hashem. So we can have literally a cornucopia of averus that come in the wake of machlokes, and Chazal, Rashi cites this as well, Kama kosha ha-machlokes, how the enormity of machlokes is so great, Shebezin shomala ein onchin elam bichofa mala. Bezin upstairs in the heavens, in Shomayim, only punished from the age of 20 and up. Ubezin shomatom yudgimel shona, Bezin here on terra firma, on earth, from the age of 13. But the machlokes of Korach, Rashi quotes from Chazal, Tinogo shebnei yomam, nanshu, even young children, nursing children, were punished. Shenemar uneshayim uvneim betapam. Even yonke shadayim, those that were suckling and the like, also were nenash. And Chazal tell us that Mishloshim Mekomos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater, he was willing to waive Avodah Zarah, but he's not mevater Machlokes. And we know another statement in Chazal, Machlokes Babayis, Sofa Lechorev, God forbid, if there's no Shalom Bayis in a person's home with one's wife and Mishpacha, God forbid, Machlokes could lead to Churban Abayis, Churban Beis Hamikdash. And that's well known. Or machloksin that take place in shuls, or in meisdas, could lead to churban as well. Often people, unfortunately and tragically, have machloks with big rabbonim, with big talmidei chachamim. And the Gemara said this is subsumed under a pasuk, namely, Dvar Hashem Baza. And clearly, Rachmana Litzan, the consequences again, are stated in the pasuk, Hikaris, Tikaris, Hanevashahi Avoina Bo. It's quoted in Aloch and Yerodea. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. And there are those who say, well, we don't really have Talmidei Chachamim. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, anyone who is worthy of passing a Shaila, and he knows he has knowledge of Torah, is considered to be a Talmid Chacham regarding this halacha. And someone who's Mevazeh Talmid Chacham, who, God forbid, disgraces, embarrasses, humiliates the Talmid Chacham, is considered to be under the strictures of this pasuk, Kidvar Hashem Bozov, Ves Mitzvot So Hefar, Hikaris Tikaris, Hanefesh Ahi, Avon Abba. The Chafetz Chaim knows that sometimes Balabatim can enter to a Macholgis against a Rav of a Shul, against a Rosh Hashiva, against a man in Yisrael. That's one very significant limud that one has to avoid. A very fundamental, basic lesson in Hashkavas HaTorah, avoiding Machlokes, and this is one aspect of it. A second aspect is also found in Klal Tes and Chafetz Chaim. There are people who think that I have to reveal everything to my wife, to my chaverim. Someone insulted me, someone maltreated me, perhaps verbally, someone cheated, and I was the victim in a business situation, or in a shul setting, or any other kind of setting, and right away, a person feels the need to spread this elsewhere, and often your chaver, or your wife, or whomever you consult will say, I'll take care of that person, I'll fix their wagon, etc., etc., and as a result, it could, Rachmana Litzan, create a conflagration that did not exist heretofore. A massive inferno could emerge from this. And the Chafetz Chaim indicates that before a person spreads this kind of info, one has to be very cognizant of what the consequences could ultimately be. And you might even actually lose the respect of your wife, of your chaver, of those that you consulted. And this is also relevant to the Parsha of Korach. The wife of Korach ignited the machlokes. In effect, she said, Aaron is a Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu is the man of Yisrael. What are you? You are a klumnik. You have no position of leadership. So she ignited the fuel of this machlokes. And therefore the Chafetz Chaim suggests, before you spread whatever is in your heart and in your mind, or whatever you saw with X and Y, Shem and Nafsho should be very careful not to publicize every single thing that occurs in an individual's life. And as I said, often one can have arguments with one's immediate relatives, with close relatives, even Chas V'Shalom, with a father, with a mother, with a grandparent, and there are issues here of Kibud Av V'Em. The issues of Shalom Bayis. So one has to do everything with tremendous chokhmah and be extremely careful. And Bnei Korach were saved because they didn't go with their father in this machlokes, and they realized that this machlokes was without any foundation, without any anchor. And therefore they ran for their lives, as it were, And that's something that one has to do often in these kinds of situations. And even as Chazal tell us, Ishto Shalom Ben Peles, Hitzilaso, she saved him from becoming involved in this machlokes. And Korach himself should have recognized he's among the Leviim, Nosei Aron Bris Hashem, he carries the Aron HaKodesh. And in effect, Chazal tell us that he knew very well that Moshe was a Chochem Gadol, and that he could not best Moshe Rabbeinu, he couldn't really prevail over him, and there was no reason to engage in any kind of contentious dispute with Moshe Rabbeinu. But what did he do? He used leitzonus, mockery and scoffery and joking kind of environment that he created. And of course, this attracted many different types of people, especially those that are not necessarily at the highest of levels. Someone who begins with leitzonus, there's no end. Leitzonus achas, docha mea tochochos. One bit of leitzonus, one bit of scoffery, of making fun, of deriding, of jeering, can undo 100 tochochos. And Rashi quotes from Chazal, he put on a talus shel tcheles. And the question was, the talus shel chula tcheles, there's an obligation to put one string of tcheles on tzitzis. What about a talus shel kula tcheles? Is it liable in tzitzis? Is it not liable in tzitzis? Moshe said, what is chayav? And Korach indicated there's no seichel, there's no rationality in this kind of psak. And they all began to laugh. And that's the derech of Bali Machlokes. Bayis Mali Svarim. Is it chayv and mezuzah? Is it not chayv and mezuzah? Moshe Rabbeinu said yes. And again, the reaction was one of ridicule, one of scorn. Leitzonus is something that one has to avoid at all costs. The Chavetz Chaim in Klal Beis also analyzes this whole Indian of leitzonus, which is unfortunately very common. People are cynical, people scoff, people make fun, and many people adopt this kind of a lifestyle. Often the person is sitting in a beis medrash, in a shul, in a yeshiva, listening to a shir. One is not allowed to chas v'sholom mock or make fun of the magid shir, of the darshan. What has he told us? What has he offered us? It's trite, it's cliché, there's nothing there. Al pidin, that's considered to be lashon hara al pi alocha. You're causing a person tremendous hezek, bimamono, bigufo. And even the drasha is not ideal. No one is necessarily the ideal darshan, the ideal magid shir. Everyone has pluses and minuses to them. But undoubtedly, every single drasha has golden nuggets. There are nekudas that one could draw from, that one could learn from, that one could actually grow from. And of course, it depends, obviously, on the geshmak of the person who hears the drasha. If the individual who's a darshan tells a beautiful story, a beautiful mashal, a beautiful shtikl musar, a beautiful dra alocha, everyone has some time. Mitam bereach, ein leis vakeach. And so, undoubtedly, just like many people, this was common when I grew up. My mother, Aleha Shalom, was very fond of chazonim. She felt spiritually uplifted by them, and she heard chazonim, classic chazonim, all the time. And often, sometimes people will hear a chazon or a bal tefila, and again, they're going to respond, they're going to react. And unfortunately, sometimes they react in a positive way, in a negative kind of way. What do you say about that chazin? And what do you say about that drasha? And what do you say about that shir? One has to be exceptionally careful to have in mind that whatever one is going to say should not border chas v'shalom on lashon hara. Or to be mevatel a rav, or a rosh yeshiva, or a magid shir, or a rebbe, or a mashgiach. Because you're going to impact their ability to have hashpa on the community. It will not lead to increase your shamayim. It will lead to zilzul in the covenant of a rav. It will, in effect, diminish his hashpa that he has on talmidim, on Klal Yisrael, might cause him financial harm. And this again, the Chavetz Chaim and Klal Beis, Sifyut Beis, discusses at great length. Often people, the machlokes they have, is regarding Aliyas, regarding who's davening for the Amid, regarding Yard Site, and of course, it's all the Shem Shamayim, it's all the Shem Mitzvah. But as one of my Rabbeim Hagoyin, Rabbi Chaim Grelick, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to point out, in the name of the Kotzka, that even the Shem Shamayim has to be the Shem Shamayim. Hakol the Shem Shamayim, the Rabbos, that even that has to be the Shem Shamayim. The days of Chabetz Chaim, it's Yadua, the Radzina, and there were others as well. So Radzina Chassid, who wore tcheles, as his Rebbe indicated, he passed away, and the Mishpacha and the other Chassidim wanted to bury him with the tcheles. The Chabad Kaddisha felt that would be loig the rush, it would be a bizayon to the other people buried in the cemetery. They don't have tcheles, it would be bizayon hames, which one has to be very careful about as well. So there's a whole machlokas that erupted as a result of this. They went to Esther Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim obviously ran away from machlokas. And he didn't want to pass in the shayla, but he said because of a chashash, a possibility of bizayon hames, that here one has to get involved because God forbid we should have chiruv v'giduf, those who are still living. And a similar shayla came to Yitzhak Chanan Inspector, the Kovner Rav, and he paskin, the way a person dresses in his life, that's the way they should be dressed when they pass on. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph in Rosh Hashanah that when one is trying to look for a chazin for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, for the Yom Noroyim, one should try to chazin who is Hogun, Hayese Hogun, Virei Shamayim, a God-fearing person. But Chozos, if there's going to be a machlokes, who's going to daven? So even we prefer someone who's not so Hogun, not so ideal, whether in terms of his voice or in terms of other qualities, in order to prevent any kind of machlokes. And the Chavetz Chaim constantly in his letters speaks, let many, many yeshivos be rendered null and void. Literally, they should be non-existent, but we should avoid machlokes and chilul Hashem, which is oyem v'noyra. In the Tshuvas of the Netziv, in the Meshiv Dovar, so the Netziv also has reference to this issue. He's talking about shochtim, people who are involved in working in abattoirs, midinah gemara, that one has the right to remove, to depose a sheikhet if he's not up to snuff. A sheikh has to receive a ksav kabbalah, mentioned also in Shulchan Aruch, certifying him as a duly recognized shochet, competent, who knows how to do the act of shrita, familiar with the halachas of shrita, is conversant with the dinim of shrita. And here, again, one has to be careful. There's always been, unfortunately, a history of machleksim relating to these areas. And here again, the question was asked, and the answer was, if it's going to be machlokes, why don't you try to somehow not necessarily get into machlokes and let a person who knows how to shecht, let him shecht, but avoid machlokes at all costs. Neid Yehuda, Abcheska Landau, Zechatzag Divrocha, Paskin the Shela, and the question by a chazin. They said about him, the chazin, he's a balavera, and they wanted to remove him as chazonis, but the balabatim enjoyed his tefillah immensely. Others claim he's an avarya. Others claim he's a beautiful chazin, so the Nadi Yehuda let him continue. Again, one has to try to prevent machlokes to the extent that one can. In one of the letters of the Rambam, he writes to a Talmud that the Talmud was in Tsar, that somehow that they didn't want to look in the Rambam. The Rambam wrote, of course, some absolutely wondrous tomes, Mishnah Torah, and other writings of the Rambam. And the Rambam, again, despite the fact that he was the subject of a lot of polemic, a lot of machlokes, didn't react to it. And the Rambam says, I write and I wrote Yad HaChazaka for myself. And then I decided that maybe others could also gain from this Ksavim, from the Torah that I wrote down. Amazing statement of Anova of the Rambam. And he says over there, Kvod nafshi malas midosai Ukvodi, that's more chashuv than, shall we say, being menatzeach ksilim, individuals who are on some sort of a covet venture. And Shlomo HaMelech writes that very clearly, that one should not pursue kavod. And the Rambam clearly indicates, again, in a number of his letters, that one should not be miskabed, biklon acherim, and the fact that they are mavazim me, they attack me, they assault me verbally. And I heard the Rambam says to his Talmidim, or to those who wanted to defend him, that you're trying to defend me. Don't engage in this. I'm meichel to anyone, in effect, who does anything of this sort, because it's obviously they're acting in a fashion which is inappropriate. But kofen al midas doim. Okay, zenene zelo chaser. This is the Rambam. The great Nesher Agodol, the Rambam, writes in such a peladic kind of way. Look at the Taras HaNefesh of the Rambam. Look at his sense of anava, his sense of purity, and his gdusha. Amazing. That should be our approach to any of these issues. We should be zocheh to develop a proper hashkofa, learn from the midos of the Rambam, avoid machlokes at all costs, and beis Hashem Yisbarach, we should be able to promote shalom, godol hashalom, shekol haTorah kulo nitna, elasa shalom ba'ilam, shenemar, t'racheh adachinayam, v'chol nisivoseh shalom, halavai shenizkeh lekach. Every day, every moment, seek out shalom, bakish shalom b'ratfeyu, pursue it, and beis Hashem, we'll be able to live together, im yitz Hashem, v'ava v'achva, v'shalom b'reus.